Ave Maria.
Welcome back, everybody. Today is day 25, and we are focusing on the second commandment today, where we will not take the Lord's name in vain.
Can you imagine? 25 days you've been journeying with us, and you're still not tired of us because you're here. Thank you for your comments. Thank you for your participation. We really value you being here. Mm-hmm. Sister Lucia remembers taking us through the Ten Commandments mm-hmm. because she says in the Fatima message, Our Lady says, God is offended. So we don't want to offend God. And she's reminding us of the Second Commandment. So what does the Catechism say about the Second Commandment?
Some points beginning in paragraph 2143. This commandment belongs to the virtue of religion. It requires respect for his name, which is an expression of the respect owed to the mystery of God himself. It forbids improper use of the names of God, Jesus Christ, but also of the Virgin Mary and all the saints. It forbids blasphemy, which consists of uttering words of hatred, reproach, or defiance in speaking ill of God. The prohibition of blasphemy extends to language against Christ's church, the saints, and sacred things.
So we were speaking before we turned the cameras on, and Janelle, you mentioned something that was kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm. I remember as a child, you know, I grew up kind of in a Francophone community, which is like a French community, went to a Francophone school. I noticed that some of the swear words that people would use were of holy objects. And it was interesting, like the word tabernacle or the word host or even saying the word, the name of Jesus Christ would be used as swear words. And at that time, I didn't really understand, you know, how important it was to respect the name of Jesus or holy things. But Sister Lucia really emphasizes that this is all under the Second Commandment.
Now, we were also talking about an experience that you had recently.
Oh, yeah. So not long ago, I attended a musical that was based off of a very popular movie. And it didn't dawn on me that this would have been offensive, but it makes total sense now. I was there with somebody whose daughter had entered the religious life. And this woman saw how much her daughter had given up in order to choose Christ and offer her life as a consecrated woman in this order. And the whole musical was kind of a mockery in some ways of the religious life. Though I think in modern day, we would think that it was funny. Mm-hmm. I didn't see the issue of it until this person brought it up and said, you know what, I actually found that really offensive.
So let's further examine our hearts so not to offend God. Offenses against the Second Commandment. Laughing at the profane use of the name of God or irreverent speech by others. Speaking disrespectfully of the Catholic faith, the Blessed Virgin, saints, or holy things. Giving bad example to children by such speech in their presence. Neglecting to correct a child when irreverent or profane language was used. Watching online videos or movies or listening to podcasts or music that treated God, the church, the saints, or sacred things irreverently. Showing disrespect to holy objects. Blaming God for personal failings. Criticizing God's mercy, justice, or his providence. Cursing persons, animals, or things. Using vulgar, suggestive, or obscene speech. Breaking an oath or lying under oath. Belittling others in speech. If we have offended God in any of these ways, let us seek his mercy in the sacrament of reconciliation.
Let's think about how sacred the name of Jesus is. First off, let's take my name, Ken. You say it outside of this video, and you just have an image of maybe me sitting on a couch doing videos. And if you say my name, I can hear you. And if I heard you, I'm not coming over because I'm staying here in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada. But let's say you go to prayer, you cross yourself, and you remind yourself of God's name in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And then you say the second person of the Trinity's name, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, what happens? He hears you mm-hmm. because God is everywhere. There's no place that we can get ourselves into in life where we are out of the escape of the attention of God. Mm-hmm. But number two, when you say his name, his presence comes. Mm-hmm. Why? because the church teaches the name of Jesus contains the presence of the person it signifies. See, my name doesn't, just an image. But the name of Jesus contains him in some mysterious way. Therefore, we should not take the name of Jesus lightly, but say it with reverence, with devotion, and believe that when we say his name, he is there for us. This name can be a great consolation to us in moments of crisis, simply calling upon the name of Jesus. A simple, easy prayer. Now consider the name of Mary, Jesus' mother. This is also a name that we should say with great devotion and with great care. Consider the angel Gabriel showing up to Mary, finally receiving the marching orders to proclaim this good news to Mary that she is being invited to be the mother of the Savior of the world. And what are the first words that come out of Gabriel's mouth? Hail Mary. He had upon his lips the name of the Mother of God, the future Queen of Heaven, who was going to be exalted above all men and all angels. What reverence the angel would have had with this name. And so should we, every time we say Hail Mary, that beautiful prayer. So friends, let's pray the rosary together. Link will be right up there. Our Lady Fatima.
Pray for us.
Hey, thanks for watching. Can we share our dream with you? We want to reach millions of people by sharing the beauty of the Catholic faith to a hurting world. And we want to do this by keeping all future content free, accessible, and shareable, just like the video you saw.
But we can't do this without you. Would you please consider supporting us on a monthly basis by joining our Patreon team? To partner with us, click the link at the end of this video or in the description. Thank you for your consideration.